From Vandenberg Air Force Base in California, live coverage of the second launch attempt of NOAA's Joint Polar Satellite System 1, also known as JPSS-1, the first in the series of four highly sophisticated environmental satellites designed to increase the timeliness and accuracy of weather forecast. Hi, I'm Tori McClendon. Thanks for joining us. Today's launch of the United Launch Alliance Delta II was originally scheduled to take flight early yesterday morning and is now slated for 1:47 a.m. Pacific Time with a 1 minute and 6 second window from Space Launch Complex 2. For now, let's go to Mike Curie and Josh Finch, who are monitoring the countdown activities inside the Delta II launch control. Mike and Josh, how are things progressing so far over there?
Very well. Thank you very much, Tori. We are about halfway through, maybe a little bit more than halfway through, a planned 20-minute built-in hold at the T-minus 15-minute mark. Everything is going well. We will resume the count at 1:22 a.m. Pacific time. Fueling operations began on time more than an hour ago, and both stages are ready for this penultimate launch of the Delta II rocket. It's loaded with RP-1, a rocket-grade kerosene, and with liquid oxygen.
There are no significant technical issues being worked at this time. The Delta II rocket and NOAA's JPSS-1 spacecraft are healthy and ready for an on-time liftoff. We are standing by for a weather briefing from Vandenberg Air Force Base Launch Weather Officer from the 30th Space Wing, Officer Captain Ross Malagani. He'll give his final planned weather briefing to the launch team.
Attention on the weather common set. Stand by for the weather briefing. All stations acknowledge. LO.
LO.
Delta RC.
Current satellite loop indicates continued stream of high-level clouds into central California. Current radar loop indicates no significant returns. Winds at the 102-foot level on Tower 2 shows directions swinging back out of the west. Winds are very light. They're currently 3 knots with occasional gusts to 7 knots. Turning to Channel 10, there are no watches, warnings, or advisories in effect. And for primary day, we're still going for that high cloud with unrestricted visibility and no weather. We are currently green for rain safety LCCs, and we're forecasting 0% PLV. User constraints are also currently green, and we're forecasting 0% PLV.
LO indicates clear to proceed. All stations report questions are acknowledged. LO.
LO.
Delta RC.
RC.
LD.
LWO. So do you have a wind strength predictions for upright?
Right now we're still forecasting a max wind of 125 knots out of the west, out of 250 degrees.
Out of 250?
That's affirmative.
And what is it today?
How can you repeat that? Sorry?
What's the wind speed and direction for today, right now?
Right now, our last balloon showed a winds out of 250, 114 knots. That was at 34,350.
Okay. So we have 114 knots at 250, and you're predicting what again for tomorrow?
125 knots.
And 250?
That's correct.
Okay. Copy that. So a little bit more wind, same direction. I copy that. How about 48 hours?
48 hours? I expect the wind direction to be a little more westerly, 260, but we're going to expect winds to be 120 knots as the next frontal system approaches.
I copy that. So 120 at 260.
Affirmative.
Very good. Can you give me 24 out from there?
I will have to go look at a few charts and
okay. Maybe you could feed that through the RC. Nothing else from the LD. Thank you very much. Appreciate your support.
Copy LD, NLM.
And it's more along the lines of what LD asked. LWO, more pointed, is when do you expect a significant change in either direction or magnitude?
For the upper level or surface wind?
Upper level.
The upper level, there are going to be no significant changes through 24 hours. As that system continues to approach, we're in a pretty zonal pattern aloft, and the jet stream is going to remain pretty much anchored over California. Granted, the jet core is going to be well to the north, but very little change.
I copy.
Okay. So understanding that is our driving constraint, we are interested in any kind of forecast of when that will change. Not right now, but if you can assess that and get back to us?
We will assess it and get back to you.
Thank you.
And as you heard, a pretty hearty discussion on upper-level winds. The ground winds are negligible today. We have a 100% go weather forecast for the ground for launch, 0% probability of violation, but obviously there are some concerns about the upper-level winds that are under discussion at this time. We have picked up our count. We're currently at T-minus 14 minutes, 2 seconds, and counting. And as we continue to count, we're going to be counting to our next built-in hold at the T-minus 4-minute mark. That is a planned 10-minute hold that will, during which time at the beginning, just like yesterday, NASA launch manager Omar Baez coordinated a new liftoff time. So we'll be predicting a liftoff today at 1:47 and 36 seconds a.m. Pacific time.
Teams of managers and engineers from NOAA, NASA, and United Launch Alliance have been on console for over 4 hours in several launch control facilities at Vandenberg Air Force Base. We're located in the Remote Launch Control Center, also called the RLCC. From here, NASA manager Omar Baez from NASA's Launch Services Program, Launch Director Tom Heater from United Launch Alliance, or ULA, and Launch Conductor Scott Barney of ULA are overseeing the final steps expected to lead to launch.
We're now about 15 minutes away from launch. Coming up on a planned hold and the count, let's go back to Mike and Josh in the control center for an update. How's it going over there, guys?
Hey, Tori, we have some breaking news to pass on. Unfortunately, as you heard during the weather briefing, there was quite a bit of discussion about upper-level winds. Upper-level winds are a concern because of the safety of the rocket after it leaves the launch pad. You want to ensure that the rocket is not buffeted by severe winds, that there's no wind shear or anything that could be a concern for the safety of the rocket. And, of course, it's important, NOAA JPSS-1 payload. Managers assessed the weather, the upper-level winds, and have determined that between now and the predicted liftoff time, there would not be any possibility of improving that forecast. So with 6 minutes and 42 seconds left on the T0 count and 16 minutes and 42 seconds prior to the planned liftoff, Launch Director Tom Heater informed Launch Conductor Scott Barney that we are calling the count for today. We have scrubbed for the day. They will continue to assess the situation for tomorrow, although, as you heard, upper-level winds look as if they are going to be fairly consistent for the next couple of days. Managers will convene a meeting and discuss precisely when the next launch opportunity will be. However, at this time, we're setting up for a 24-hour turnaround and a potential launch tomorrow at the same time, 1:47 a.m. Pacific time.